I discovered what I believed was judicial corruption by attorneys and judges here in Monterey against me in a civil matter where I was simply a plaintiff in a real estate transaction and a very large real estate company by the name of Elaine Pinnell Realtors and also Fatco Title and Trust Company was involved inside this matter. And when this matter started to come to light to the public here, and I tried to bring it forward to let people know what was going on, the judiciary here made me out to be the accused. They tried to smear me and smut me the very best way they could. They terminated my lawsuit inside the courtroom that I had against the real estate firm in order to cover up the perjury by the attorneys involved from the real estate firm's company. All these matters. And I started contacting everyone, including the FBI. Finally, this last week, we had arranged a meeting with the FBI. Two agents, Agent Madison and Agent Merkel, were going to come to my home on the 22nd. Now, before they came, they wanted to make it very clear that they would only come here under one caveat, that I could not record the meeting that I was going to be having with them. Even though I kept on telling them, it's very important that I document this meeting and what is said during this meeting. Because the bottom line is, what I'm trying to fight against right now is that a criminal investigator had filed a false police report against me, saying that I had threatened her and could find out where her children went to school at. And she had done that, as I've told the officers, because she wanted to ward me off and push me away from trying to find out her investigation of the law firm here in Monterey County that has also been complicit with the filing of a fraudulent insurance claim with a large insurance company up in Sacramento. When she had filed this false police report, I immediately contacted the police department, presented all the information and evidence that shows that I did not make any threats to her. Well, the defense this criminal investigator puts up, she says, those threats must have taken place in a non-recorded conversation. My point is, because of that, I am insisting to have any conversations with public officials, police officers, criminal investigators, unless every one of those conversations are recorded. But let's come back to this meeting now with Agent Merkel and Agent Madison. They arrived at my house at about 10 o'clock on Thursday, and when they walked into my offices, I had on the phone with me an individual on the speakerphone. This individual had called in to my office on my recorded line, meaning that that call was being recorded and what was taking place in that room at that time was also being recorded. My wife was also here with me. When the agents walked in, I immediately introduced them to Mr. DeRoe, who was on the line, and telling them that I only wanted Mr. DeRoe to witness and acknowledge that the agents did not want to have their meeting recorded. You can't believe what a three-ring circus this became. The agents just continuously went on talking, saying how I was now breaching their trust, I breached their credibility, I breached my credibility and trust with them. And that they had said that there could be no one else in the room with me during our meeting and the meeting could not be recorded. And I said, fine, I have no problem with that, but I just wanted to document and make sure there was a record of this before this meeting started, that was your request and not mine. The agent, Agent Madison, told me that no matter if I was in my own home or not, with my wife present, that he was the authority here, and he was telling me that I could have a set of handcuffs put on me because I had tricked him into having this recording done. I said, wait a second, there's no trick taking place here. I said, all we want to do was have Mr. DeRoe on the line when you first came into the office to acknowledge before our meeting was going to start taking place that you individuals were the ones that did not want it recorded. I kept on telling them that, but you know what the agents really were concerned about? They were concerned that my wife was inside of the room with us. They did not want any other witnesses. And I said, wait, my wife is also a witness and a victim to the crimes of judicial corruption here in Monterey. How can you say that she cannot be present? They didn't have any answer for that.